Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Mudd, the co-owner of Sam Kennard Flooring based in Louisville, Kentucky. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. How you doing, Kemp?
I'm good. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. So you got some news from yesterday. We'll get into that in just a minute. Sam Kennard Flooring started in 1989. You've got two locations in Louisville, and you are a former president of the NFA. You like brands, your Stainmaster Flooring Center, big TV advertiser. How has business been through this downturn?
Believe it or not, it's been okay. You know, of course, it's nothing like it used to be before this thing happened. You know, we still had customers coming through. Of course, not as many. But the ones that have come through, they're certainly not tire kickers. They're there for a mission. They're buying. We're still installing, have been installing. Ever since this happened in Kentucky, we were deemed an essential business because we do a lot of commercial work. We service the construction industry. We actually do a lot of hospital work. While this is going on, a lot of the hospitals have closed up a lot of wings and they've gone ahead and done remodeling work. We still do a lot of restoration work, which is still going on. You know, you still have floods and broken pipes and all that stuff, regardless of what virus is out there.
Yeah.
We also do a lot of apartment replacements, another segment that really has helped our insulation business, keeping our schedule half full the whole time. So that certainly helped a lot.
So you have two stores. You closed one of the stores, and you kept the bigger store that's attached to your operation open. Most people know you're in business with your wife, Donna. Both of y'all very active in the business. And the store that you closed is the one that Donna runs. I noticed when I plugged on your website, you have a announcement that comes in before you can see your website that justifies the fact that you're a essential business. I'm not surprised to see that because a lot of people that listen to the national news know about your governor, Governor Andy. He's been the one that was choosing to send St. Troopers into church parking lots. He's a, you know, he's been one that's been super conservative around how many people can meet in one place, right?
Absolutely. See, it just goes to show you he likes carpetbaggers better than he likes church going people. So,
yeah.
Hey, we fit right in there.
Yeah, I got to tell you, my nephew is getting married in Kentucky in 2 weeks, and they're only allowing 20 people in the church. So you opened up on Monday. That's the big news. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you.
Yeah.
You opened up that other store. Tell me how that worked.
It all worked fine. You know, really, since this thing started 7 weeks ago or whatever it was, we have had weekly managers meetings trying to get ready to open. We weren't closed down a week after you got over the shock. It's like, okay, once we get back and we start bringing our people back, how are we going to open up? We were really ready for it. The last piece of the whole puzzle was on Friday. We had the stores all sanitized and totally clean from top to bottom. And then when we brought people back on Monday, they all felt comfortable that everything was clean and we were doing all weekend. We supplied all of them masks and gloves and sanitizer. So everybody feels pretty comfortable right now, which is a little bit interesting in the fact that on a store that closed, we didn't really have to close, but the workers didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
They were afraid to stay in the store and they were afraid to get the virus when customers came in. So we closed that strictly because nobody wanted to work on the floors. Everything's fine now. 100% of the people we brought back, which we brought about 90% of the people, 100% of those all were excited and ready to come back to work, and everybody showed up yesterday, and everybody's ready to go again. So we're all in good shape again.
All right. Did you advertise that you were reopening? I noticed on you have a splash screen once you get past that essential business thing that says you're offering 10% off and you've got your new hours. Did you do any TV advertising to say you were open?
Yes, we did. The TV advertising started actually on Sunday. We've been hitting the airways pretty good about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's brought some people out, too. I mean, there's actually customers coming in, and we had people, believe it or not, were coming in and were bringing back samples that they checked out before this thing happened. So they knew we were back open again, and they're coming back. So I think it'll take off. I'm pretty positive about the whole thing.
And so as far as personal protection for your customers that are coming in, are you making them wear masks, offering masks? What are you doing there?
We have signs on the door that basically say we would prefer if you would wear a mask per the governor's orders.
Yeah.
If you need a mask, we will give you one. If you need gloves, we will give you gloves, but that's as far as we're going. If they don't want to do it, they certainly don't have to.
And you're keeping the place clean. What else are you doing differently?
We've separated our desk out to make sure they're all definitely 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
Especially in the big store, that was pretty easy to do. We've got plenty of room and moving people around. The smaller store, which Don is at, that's a little bit tougher because of the setup. But it's still close enough that I don't think anybody would feel uncomfortable. We we are going to, I hope this happens, limit people coming in and basically have the salespeople, when they're not on the floor, they have to schedule appointments with people, with the people that are on the floor, so we don't have four or five salespeople there with customers all at the same time. So if that happens, boy, that'd be a great problem. But we're prepared if something like that would happen.
Well, that'd be nice. Are you one of those that believe, because a lot in the industry do, that with all these people, they're working at home, they're teaching their children at home, it's their shelter, it's where they live. Do you think they're going to want to buy more flooring when this thing starts just to warm back up?
I agree. I think they really do now. You know, it's kind of like in the cold winter months in the Januarys and Februarys. Typically, they get stuck in there and they're trampling all the dirt and snow and sludge from outside, that they're ready to replace things. And the same thing is going to happen this. They're waiting to replace. And, you know, now the sun's coming out again. Although I will say we got the big three during all this, which is the coronavirus, killer hornets, a killer frost in May. Never had one before. So all kinds of crazy things happening out there.
Yeah, and actually the Kentucky Derby's pushed back for the first time in the history of the thing too, right?
Yeah, really strange, Cap, to not have the Derby, not have all the fun stuff happening. Uh-huh. And, you know, the last 2 years, the weather's been pretty bad for the Derby. This year it was 75 degrees, perfectly sunny skies, everything was just perfectly beautiful, and nothing was going on.
Well, you know, last year when they ran the race, that horse changed lanes without signaling, and they disqualified it. So,
well, you're right. That's another strange thing. All kinds of strange things are happening anymore.
All right. Well, Jim, it's good to catch up with you. When you talk to your other NFA compadres, are they coming back open as well right now?
Yeah, they're starting to. Most of them are pretty slow in what they're doing. We just talked to McSwain's up there, and I think they're actually opening up today. Some of them are a little bit behind us, but they're all starting to do it. It all should be good.
All right, good. Great to hear that things are opening back up. Again, been talking to Jim Mudd, co-owner of Sam Kennard Flooring, based in Louisville, Kentucky, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.